ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So if I say Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa, etc., what am I saying? What is it called?
Prema.
Well, you know. Anybody else? Prema Dvani. What does Prema Dvani mean? Prema, everyone say Prema.
Prema.
Prema means love. And Dvani means to call out. So, okay.
Prema ga aide.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prevajakacharya Stotra Siddhi Srimad Abhay Charanad Avinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prevajakacharya Stotra Siddhi Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ananta Kuldeva Vaishnavini Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premzaka Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasari Ghor Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokobina Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Jai. Sambeda Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. Gaur Premanande Haribol. So who could say, what's one possible reason that we say the Prema Dvani before we start to read the Bhagavatam? Wait a minute. Newer devotees. Anyone? Yes?
Take the mercy of all the spiritual masters and
acharyas. Why is that important before speaking on the Bhagavatam? Who has a theory? Who's been in Krishna consciousness for less than a year? Why would we need the mercy? Why would we pray for mercy of the previous great teachers before we recite the Bhagavatam? Any theories?
Blissful time while we are talking about the Bhagavatam. That's what she thinks. She's not sure. She's right.
Well, that's definitely true. We would have a blissful matter, better time. Any other idea?
We are not eligible to. We don't have that much. Idea like what is that? It's from spiritual master and acharyas only we are getting the knowledge. So that's why.
Okay.
で、私自身ではそのバグワタマの話をするに適してないというか、そういう資格がないから、もう今まで言った、その精神指導者からそういう受け継がれて るものを語っているから彼の慈悲が必要だと。
Yes. We approach the Bhagavatam in the mood of servants. We're servants.
で、バグバタムを満たした私たちは何だろう。使い、しもべのように、バグバタムの方に向かいます。
And we also consider ourselves dependent on the, mercy of the previous teachers.
で、と同時に、今まで来たその精神指導者の、慈悲に頼っているように自分たちを見ます。
So next we'll say the prayer that we always say before we recite Srimad Bhagavatam, another one.
で、この後に、次に、バガバタムの話をする前に必ず、唱えるお祈りをします。
It's actually the first line in the Bhagavatam.
これは実際はバガバタムの最初の、節です。
Everyone please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 And who remembers what this mantra means?
このマントラの意味を覚えている。
It's a prayer of respect to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
これは主公主、主にクリシナに尊敬の念を捧げるお祈りです。
The all-pervading personality of Godhead.
すべてに存在する主公主。
So today's verse is 1:2:18.
今日の節がバガヴァタムの一巻の第2章の18節です。
And I'll read the first the translation. By regular attendance and classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Hi, 翻訳です。バガバタムの兆候を欠かさず、純粋な献身者に仕えよ。そうすれば、心の底にある障害は十中八九破壊され、絶えなるシーカの歌われるお方、バガバーンに捧げる愛情が極めて固く、壊れない、そのような固さとなります。
Word for word, nashta,
destroyed,
prayashu, almost, prayashu, almost to nil.
ほとんどなくなる。
なくなる。abhadreshu, all that is inauspicious.
すべての不吉なるもの。
ニティアム、
regularly、
規則的に、
バガヴァタ、シュマッド・バガヴァタム、or the pure devotee。
シュマッド・バガヴァタム、あるいは純粋な献身者。
Sevaya, by serving. Bhagavati, unto the Personality of Godhead. Uttama, transcendental.
超越的な
Shloke
Prayers
祈り
Bhakti Loving Service
愛の奉仕
Bhavati
Comes into being
存在するようになる
Naishtiki,
irrevocable.
Nashta prayeshu apadreshu.
Nashta prayeshu apadreshu.
Nashta prayeshu apadreshu.
Nashta prayeshu apadreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavat yutama shloke. Bhagavat yutama shloke. Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Nashta prayeshu bhadreshu.
Nashta prayeshu bhadreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavat yutama shloke.
Bhagavat yutama shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
Purport. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart which are considered to be obstacles on the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them are either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles.
2つのバガバタが心の底の障害を十分に突き壊してくれる。二つのうち両方を用いてもいずれの一つのみでも障害のものはたちまち四方に逃げ去る。
A devotee Bhagavata is as good as the book Bhagavata because the devotee Bhagavata leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavata, and the book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees who are also Bhagavatas.
バガバタは書物としてのバガバタと比べて劣るところがない。なぜなら、献身者としてのバガバタは書物としてのバガバタに基づいて生き、書物としてのバガバタは純粋な献身者、献身者もまたバガバタとバガバーンに関する明智に徹しているからである。このように献身者としてのバガバタは書物としてのバガバタと全く同じなのです。
Bhagavata book and person are identical. Got it. The devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or the book Bhagavata one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion.
書物の両バガバタに使えることによって献身奉仕の道を一歩一歩前進できるという点は人の知恵で理解することはできない。
But actually, these are facts explained by Sri Naradev, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life.
しかし、それが事実であることはシュリー・ナーラダが説いている。ナーラダは前世で女中の息子だった。
The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came in contact with them.
その母である
And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Sri Naradadev.
ただ、聖者たちの信仰を得て、その食べ残しを食べる機会を得ただけで、女中の息子は偉大な献身者、シュリー・ナーラダ・デルバとなる機会を得るに至った。
These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavatas.
バーガバタと接することにより、このような奇跡が生まれるのである。
And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result that he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord.
真摯にバガバタに接することにより、極めて簡単に超越的な知恵が学び取れるようになり、その結果で、結果、死への献身奉仕から決して逸脱しなくなる。
The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Bhagavata の導きのもとに、献身奉仕の道を一歩一歩歩むごとに、主に超越的な愛を一刻一刻捧げないではいられなくなっていく。
The messages of the book Bhagavata therefore have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on.
書物としてのバガバタの教えは、献身者のバガバタから学び取らなければなりません。このような両バガバタの相互作用により、献身奉仕の初心者は、さらに一歩一歩進んでいくことができるのです。はい。
And now we say, a prayer, another prayer before reciting the Bhagavatam.
今からバガバタム復習をする前にもう一つ別のお祈りを捧げます。
We said this yesterday also, and we'll review it again just now.
これは昨日も唱えたんですけど、今日もまた。
Everyone can please repeat. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Namaha is offeringrespects.
Namaha というのは、尊敬の念を捧げる。
And one of the meanings of Namaha is not me.
Namaha の一つ、意味の一つが私ではない。
Meaning, as Harsha Mataji said, I have no qualification. I'm offering I'm submitting to you.
で、先ほどハルシャマタジがおっしゃってたように、私には資格がないから、あなたに、頭を下げます。
At the beginning of a mantra, if you say Om,
で、マントラの始めにオムって言うと、
This means it's a Vedic mantra.
ということは、ベーダのマントラ。
So this is a Vedic mantra.
なんで、これは、ベーダのマントラです。
It says, Agyana, Timirandasya.I was born into a darkness of ignorance. And then Gyananjana Shalakaya means that my spiritual master did like an eye operation on me.
Gyananjana Shalakaya というのが私のグル精神指導者がなんか目の手術をしてくれた。
Like somebody that was blind and then went to the a specialist, and that specialist used surgery, and then I can see. Now I can see.
これはなんかまあ例えばもう目が見えなくて、でもなんか眼科とかその目のお医者さんに行って特別な手術して開けてもらった。
Could please mute your microphone, especially if you're eating potato chips. Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So then we're offering obeisances unto the Guru who opened my eyes with knowledge. So you'll find this again and again in the culture of Vaishnavism. The devotees, no matter how advanced they are, they're always offering obeisances upwards to their gurus. The aspiring devotee is always thinking that I'm only dependent on the superior Vaishnavas. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this is the way in which to receive knowledge. One must, in all of one's dealings in life, cultivate humility. Also, one should approach somebody who has knowledge already. And there are three attitudes or gestures that one should exhibit before a person with knowledge. The first is called pranipat, which means that one should be submissive. Anyone who comes to this temple sees that devotees are always bowing down. This is also called pranipat, which means to offer respects. As a practical matter, there's three ways to offer a pranipat. These are described in the beginning of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. The first one is like this. Everyone do. So turn to somebody, offer your pranipat. That's one. And number two is that you put your head on the ground and also your elbows, hands, and knees. This is the second way. We maybe need a demonstration. Okay. Come. Indra, that's not it. No, that's the third one. But come up here so everyone can see. Okay. Not to me, to Prabhupada. Okay. Put your head and elbows, so that's two. You see the elbows, hands, head, knees, this is proper obeisances. Also, yes.
Sorry.
And you'll notice that he doesn't have anything in his hands. And he's offering with two hands. Sometimes you see somebody has something in their hand and then they offer on one hand like this. This is incorrect. You should be concentrated that you're actually offering full respects when you put two hands on the ground. Don't abbreviate and do it halfway. And then the third obeisance is called dandavats, and it's fully extended like this. Dandavat means a stick. And let's give Indradunja a hand for So these are the three ways that one can offer one's respects or pranipat. But it really it means a state of the heart that now I'm approaching the real source of knowledge and I'm open to it. I'm not challenging it.
その誰かに、より知識を持っている人に近づくときにはその従順な気持ちで謙虚でいることが大事です。
The next item is that one should ask good questions.
次の項目が、いい質問、質のいい質問を聞くべきだ。
A good question means a question that helps you to advance spiritually. Like you really need to know something so that it will help you.Unless somebody is sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, it's difficult to have good questions. Somebody's in big trouble. So one should, and the third thing is that one should render service. So if one finds a person who is advanced in devotional service, The Shastra, the scripture, recommends that we approach such a person in these three ways. So now, do you please repeat back the three ways in which to approach an advanced devotee? But please hurry because we don't have much time.Yes, Prabhu? Yeah, I mean, actually the three entire categories. Like, so the first one you're saying, the offer respects, right? Yeah.
Submission.
Yes. Pranipat. Everyone agree? This is one. Pranipat means the offer respects. And actually, there's a fourth way that's mentioned in the Shastra, anyone's mind, one can do also. Because if you see anyone who's, or hear anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna, then you should offer them respects in your mind, at least.
Hare Krishna mantra を唱えてる人を聞いたり見かけたら、せめて心の中でその人に尊敬の念を捧げなきゃいけないから。
What's the second way to approach a learned person?
2つ目の方法は。Good question.
Ask questions, relevant questions. And the third way?
3つ目の方法は。
Service. Yeah. Who would say why you think it's important to render service to a person who from whom you want to get knowledge?
この人から知識を得たいと思った人にどうして奉仕をするのが大切か分かる人はいらっしゃいますか?
Why should you do?
Krishna loves devotees more, and we should always render service to him.
Krishna はもう献身者のことを愛しているから、その慈悲を授かるためにもその献身者に奉仕するのが大事。
That's a very good answer.
とてもいい。
Are there other answers too?
他に
Okay. That's also a good answer. Are there any other answers? Yes, Satyadev Prabhu.
In America, I don't know if they have the same custom here, but when I was a little kid, we were encouraged to bring an apple to our teacher.
アメリカで小さい子も学校に行かせようねんの頃、これが他のところではそうかわからないんですけど、その先生にリンゴを持っていくのが習慣だったらしいです。When
we serve each other, our hearts open.
で、奉仕し合うことで私たちの心、ハートが開く。
And then the channel for knowledge is open.
そうすると、知識が通れる道が開く。
That's a really good point. The other day I came to put my shoes on upstairs. I keep finding somebody turns them around so I don't have to turn them around. I don't know who did it, but they keep doing it, make it easy. And every time I see that, I think, oh, bless their heart. I wish them well. And the other day I came and somebody left a note in my shoe. And it was a very sweet, encouraging note. And I was thinking, I was just wishing well for that devotee. So if you do some service to somebody that, you know, without expecting anything in return, that person's heart opens to you. That's what's being suggested in this verse. It's called Bhagavata Sevaya, or rendering service to the devotees. And so, Prabhupada mentions in the beginning of the purport that by doing this service, rendering service to devotees,
Prabhupada,
and also serving the Bhagavatam, who would like to suggest what is the most important way to serve the Bhagavatam, this book? What do you think? How would you serve the Bhagavatam? Best way.
Yeah.
Reading and hearing. Yeah. Distributing. Yes, he said. Hearing. Okay. Yes, so Bhagavatam says, especially by hearing. And Havi Prabhu also brought in an important aspect, is making it available to other people. In the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, actually the second verse of the Bhagavatam, it said when you carefully listen to the Bhagavatam, then Krishna becomes captured in your heart. Because the Bhagavatam attracts even Krishna. Because the Bhagavatam is about the love that the devotees have for him in the spiritual world. And this is Krishna's main interest. This is what attracts his attention. And the Bhagavatam says, if somebody is interested in hearing Bhagavatam, then Krishna will never leave that person's heart. In another verse, the 11th canto, it is said that by carefully listening to the Bhagavatam, or as Havi Prabhu said, reading it, then you tie Krishna with ropes of love. Now, the Bhagavatam is a very special vibration. It is mentioned in many places that the Bhagavatam is, the sound of the Bhagavatam is different from anything you'll hear here in in this material world. And especially what you hear in Shibuya. Unless Jai Harinam Prabhu is there, and then you'll hear the holy name. So Narada Muni says, Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhadyavatyapi namanyanantasya yashon kitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. And that is that the Bhagavatam sound doesn't come from this world. It comes from the spiritual world. And when you listen to the Bhagavatam, then it transforms you. It changes your life and starts you on the path back to Godhead. So Prabhupada uses the word remedy. Like medicine. Yeah, and this idea of medicine is used throughout the Bhagavatam. It's called Bhava Ashaudi. Everyone say Bhava.
Bhava.
Bhava means the trouble of material existence. There are four main troubles that you get here in the material world. Let's name them very quickly.
Old age.
Okay, old age. It's not recommended very much. Okay, what's another one of the great considered great troubles of the material world?
Diseases.
How many diseases are there here in the material world? Let's just name a few that start with A, the letter A.
Alzheimer's.
Asthma. Acidity. If we sat here, especially with a medical dictionary, we could sit all morning just with the A's. What's another undesirable here in the material world?
Death.
Let's do that one last.
Birth.
Birth. Yeah, it's considered undesirable because once you're born, then you have to undergo all the other sufferings. And what's the really big one that starts with in English, a D, and in Japanese with an end, N. Shinde naku. How about naku narimashita?
Yes.
polite way then.
I'm trying to be polite. So, shinde naku narimashita, or death. These are the things that you don't bring up when you go home for the holidays. For Golden Week, you meet your family, and they say, what would you like to talk about? And you say, let's talk about death. Everyone tries to ignore death. So all of these together, they're birth, death, old age, disease. These are called bhava.
Let's
say bhava.
There's a short Japanese Buddhist way of saying those four.
Se ryo byo shi. Seiroboshi. So, what was I saying?
Bhava.
Bhava. Everyone say bhava.
Bhava.
Okay, bhava, what does it mean?
Bhava, do you mean show?
Seiroboshi. Okay, so then ashaudi, say ashaudi.
Ashaudi
means the remedy or the cure or the medicine for bhava. So if you have the disease called bhava, you need some really good medicine. And that's called the ashaudi. And that's the Bhagavatam. So it will cure the disease of bhava. Especially if you hear the Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees. Because the devotees love Krishna and they love to hear the Bhagavatam. And if you stay with the devotees and hear the Bhagavatam, then the disease of bhava will begin to diminish in your life. Okay, so before I make any last points, we'll take reflections or questions.
One thing, yes.
Okay, Madhu Prabhu and then Satyadev Prabhu.
So there, you mentioned three ways we can pay respect. So the putting hands together and all that. But how do we know when to use what he wants you? If you could explain.
Okay.
When we use them.
This is explained in the Nectar of Instruction.
これはNectar of Devotionに書かれているんですけど。日本語でありますか?
Nectar of Instruction? Yeah, so this is a very important book. This is Nectar of Devotion?
Yeah.
This is also an important book. Very important. But there's another one. It's a summary of the process of bhakti. After the class, we'll do an extensive search of the temple to find the copies. And I would like to give as a gift to anyone who doesn't have it, I'd like to give as a gift this day on Ramachandra's appearance day. So if you don't have it, please approach me and I'll make sure that you get a copy. And if you do have it, approach me and I'll give it to you as a gift and you can give it to a friend.
それでも彼に、あに、ま、してギフトとして他の友達に渡してください。
Free gift.
ただのギフト。
So then, the nectar of instruction tells us how to offer these different kinds of obeisance, of namaha.
そのまあ、ネクタイブインストラクションにそのどういうふうにそういういろんな、尊敬の念を捧げるのをあの使い分けるか書かれています。
The first one is if you, I already said this one, if you hear someone say Hare Krishna.
私は誰かハリクリシナを唱えているのが聞こえたら。
One per Nitai say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Now everyone in your mind respect him. Offer your obeisances.
マインドの中で尊敬の念を捧げてください。
Did you do it?
やりましたか?
So anytime you hear somebody say Hare Krishna.
誰かがもハリクリシナって。
Now you say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Offer your respects in your mind.
マインドで。
Did you do it?
Yes.
Okay, this is called Krishneti Yasya Giritam Manasadriyete. Giritam means if you hear a giri, if you hear somebody say Hare Krishna.
Giritam というのは誰かが Hare Krishna っていうのを聞こえたら。
Then in your mind, you should offer respects to that person.
したらもうマインドでその人に尊敬の念を捧げるべきだと。
What if it's somebody in Shibuya?
それがもし渋谷にいる人だったら。
And they're walking through the crowd and they say Hare Krishna.
人混みの中で歩いてハレクリシュナって言ってた。
What should you do?
したらどうするべきでしょう。
This is a quiz.
クイズ。
試験。What should you do?
誰かわからないとこですか?
Do we know that person?
Nope, we don't know him.
わからない。
They just walk by. They say, Hare Krishna. What should you do? Quiz. Do what we're just saying to do. What did the Shastra say to do? If you hear someone say Hare Krishna, what are you supposed to do? Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. Says if you hear somebody one time say Hare Krishna, what are you supposed to do?
Offer respect.
How? Do you fall down flat?
In your mind.
In your mind, yes. Okay. So. So if you're in Shibuya and somebody walking through the crowd, it doesn't matter who it is, you don't know the person, and they say Hare Krishna, what should you do? Correct. Correct. Offer obeisances in your mind. So the next one, Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet pranati bhishta bhajanta misham. Next is, if somebody starts chanting Hare Krishna and then they get initiated, means they make a vow that I'm going to do this the rest of my life.
その次に誰かが、ハリクリシナマントラを、唱え続けて、そしてこれを一生続けると誓い、まあ、入門を受けたら、
For such a person, you should do one of these three.
そういう人には、そのさっき言ってた3つの1つをするべきだと。
What are they? One, two, that means elbows, hands, head on the ground. Two, three, flat.
3つがひれ。
Like a stick.
ボードのようにひれ伏す。
So, you can do it every time you see the person if you like. If you wish, you can do it every time you see a devotee.
献身者見たらもうすぐにそれどれでもやっても大丈夫。
Or at least once a day, you should offer obeisances to all the devotees.
でもせめて一日、最低一日一回は献身者に頭を下げる。
That's why in the morning program, we say we offer obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.
だからまあ朝のプログラムではすべての献身者に尊敬の念を捧げると言って頭を下げます。
So the third is, if you find someone who's not only initiated, but also been chanting Hare Krishna and become very advanced in the process of devotional service.
で、その3つ目が、まあ、Hare Krishna マントラを唱え続けて、そしてもうずっと唱え続けてる結果、もうすごい精神的に高められてる人。
And also, they're called Nindadi Shunya. They're free from the desire to criticize others.
そういう人たちは忍耐に
シュニャ
と呼ぶんですけど、そういう人たちはもう 他の人に対する悪口を言ったりとか、そういう欲からも全く解放されている人たち。
Such a person, you should not only offer your obeisances.
そういう人たちには尊敬の念を捧げるだけではなく、
But you should also try to get their association.
彼らの交際を得るよう努力する。
Try to be near them and hear what they say.
その人たちのいつも近くにいようとして、彼らが言っていることに耳を傾けようと。
Try to do service for them.
そして彼らに奉仕をしようと。
So these are the basic rules.
これらがその基本のルールです。
But Vaishnavas, we can offer obeisances even to a dog.
Vaishnava というのは犬に対してでも尊敬の念を捧げることができます。
Krishna says this in the Bhagavatam.
Krishna はバガヴァタでこれをおっしゃっています。
Because the devotee is appreciating the presence of Krishna within the heart of every living entity.
なぜなら、献身者はもう全ての生き物の中に存在するクリシナをに尊敬を捧げているわけです。
So a few years ago, when we were at Govardhan Hill,
数年前、Govardhan Oka.
Every year we go there, and for the month of Kartik, we listen to Bhagavatam all day long.
で、毎年そのカルティックのところになると、そのバガヴァタムを聞いたり、
And we read in the 11th canto where Krishna talks about bhakti yoga.
で、11巻でクリシュナが、バクティヨガについておっしゃった。
He said that the devotees should offer respects to all living entities.
ここでクリシュナは、献身者はもうすべての生き物に尊敬の念を捧げるべきだと。
And that the Vaishnava feels so humble that even when he sees a dog, he would offer his obeisances.
でもう禁止者はとても謙虚だから犬を見るだけでももうすぐに尊敬の念を捧げると。
So the next day we went on parikrama. That means to walk around Govardhan Hill.
でその次の日にパリクラマ、それはゴバルダンの周りを一周歩くっていうなんですけど。
It's about 24 kilometer walk.
24キロほどのコース。
And we were about halfway around the Govardhan Hill.
で半分ぐらいのところで。
And the sun was coming up.
で太陽が
And in front of one of the famous temples there, we saw one of the street dogs, and he was on his back going like this in front of the temple in the dirt. So there were seven of us walking.And all of us at the same time remembered what Krishna said in the Bhagavatam. So we all bowed down to the dog. But not like this. We put our head on the ground. And the dog saw us from upside down because he was on the ground upside down. As soon as he saw us, he flipped back up again. And he looked at all of us, he was thinking, like, you're kidding me, right? Uso. And he was thinking,That no one's ever done this. I'm just a dog. But we felt satisfaction. Because we were remembering that Krishna's in his heart. Besides, it's a special dog that was born in the Dham, in this holy place. And bhakti is very simple like that.
Bhakti is very simple like that.
If you actually offer sincere respects to other living entities, remembering that Krishna is there within the heart, then you feel very satisfied. My dissatisfaction comes from thinking that I'm the master, I'm the center.In material consciousness, I'm always thinking, why aren't people offering me respects?
で、物質的意識では私はなんでこの人たちは私に尊敬してないんだろう、尊敬の念を捧げてないんだろうと思う。
But in bhakti, because we're seeing that Krishna is within the heart of others and offering respects, we feel very happy.
Bhakti yoga ではもう近親者の中のクリシュナに対してその尊敬の念を捧げているからもとても幸せな気持ちになる。
Satyadev Prabhu had a comment to make.
A
question.
So, just saying that by hearing the Bhagavatam and by serving the devotees and especially getting the association of someone who's living a life according to the Bhagavatam, that whatever is inauspicious in our hearts, those obstacles become cleansed.
Is that a question? He was just giving the premise.
Okay. で、彼がおっしゃってたのはその献身者に対して奉仕したり、あと尊敬の念を捧げたり、そしてまた交際を得るのはとても大切で、で特に交際 を得るのはその献身者がそのバガバタムに書かれているように人生を送ってて、もう本当に教えを何だろうの見本みたいな感じになってる。そういう人に。
Just by hearing the Bhagavatam.
そしてバガバタム聞くだけでも。
And just by serving the devotees.
で献身者に奉仕するだけで。
Any obstacle in our heart.
で、まあ、心の中のいろんな問題だったり困難が。
Becomes cleansed.
すぐにまあ浄化されてきれいになっていく。
And then we can become fixed in bhakti.
そうするともう、バクティに安定して続けられる。
So、my question is,
彼の質問は
Lord Chaitanya also has instructed us.
シュー・チャイタニア・マハプラブも私たちに今教えをしたわけですけど、
When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra,
ハリクリシュナマントラを唱えるときに
we're watering the seed of bhakti.
私たちはそのバクティの種に水をやっていると。
That's there in our heart.
それはもうその種は私たちの心にあって。
But the obstacles in our heart,
でも心にあるそのいろんな困難だったり問題は
our material desires,
物質的欲求だったり
especially to be the Lord,
特にも主になりたいというそういう欲
to be the center,
もう全ての中心になりたいという
They're like weeds.
それは、まあ、雑草のようなものだと。
Lord Chaitanya says we have to pull those out.
で、シュー・チャイタニア・マハプラブはそういう雑草をまた取り除かなきゃいけないとおっしゃって。
So here's my question.
でも、彼の質問なんですけど、
When we hear the Bhagavatam,
で、バグワタムを聞くときに、
It sounds like those weeds are automatically removed.
でも、そういう雑草だったり必要ではないものはもう自動的に取り除かれているように風に書かれていますけど、
Like we don't have to take care of the garden.
なんかもうそのね心の中に庭にある庭別に世話しなくてもいいような。
So that seems to be contradictory to me.
それはなんだかなんだろう、ちょっと矛盾しているように見える。
Thank you for such an important question.
重要な質問ありがとうござい
ます。And?Have you ever had a situation where you noticed a weed, a desire, meaning a desire in your heart, material desire, while you're chanting, and then you didn't have the strength to pull it out?
何かもうチャンティングをしながら心の中にある雑草、それは何だろう、物質的欲求のような雑草があるのに気づくけど、でもそれを取り除く。引っ張りにくい力がないと感じたことはありますか？
You see it, but then you say like, sorry, I can't do anything about it.
もうそれは雑草見えるけど、これもどうすることもできないってちょっと諦めちゃう。
In fact, I may see it and then say like, I'll put it behind somewhere for later, because I don't want to look at it because then I'll have to actually take it out, and I don't want to take it out.
それを見るけど、まあ、今はちょっとね、まあ、何もしたくないし、めんどくさいから、まあ後でって言って後ろに置いちゃうこと。
The main thing is I'm maintaining it. I'm keeping it.
それをまあ保ってる、それをもう持ち続けてるということ。
So this is a very sad condition of the soul in the material world. He may have material desires, and even if he sees them, he can't take them out.
それは物質的世界に生きる魂の悲しい状況は差がであって、その物質的欲求が見えてるけど、それを取り除く力、それまたはその取り除きたいという気持ちがない。
But if one, through the association of devotees, and by hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, one can get a little strength.
でも、献身者との交際の中で、そしてハリクシナマントを唱えたりバガヴァタムを聞くことでちょっと力を得る。
And this strength comes from trying to chant Hare Krishna with attention.
で、またハリクシナマントラを集中して聞こうとするそういう努力からも力が。
As mentioned in many places in the scripture.
これは経典には様々な場所で書かれているんですけど。
For instance, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Jani Yashura Vairagyam Gyanam Chayarahaitukam. That by rendering devotional service, one gets some knowledge and some detachment.
で、そこさっき言ってた、その説、おっしゃってた説には、なんだっけ、献身者に奉仕すること。そして、what was the other one?
Knowledge, detachment.
で、そうすることで知識を得るのと同時に、いろんな執着心がなくなっていくと。
Then at the very least, even if one doesn't have the strength to pull it out oneself.
で、最低でもその雑草を取り除く力がなくても。
Instead of putting it in the back and saying, I'm going to keep it.
で、後ろにこれはちょっと持っておこうってなるよりは。
Which is an offense to the holy name.
その持っておこうという気持ちは実際にはその聖なる皆に対する罪。
It's called maintaining material desires.
それは物質的欲求を持ち続けること。
Even after understanding that you shouldn't do it.
それは特にそのやってはいけないって理解しながらもそういうすることは罪である。
However, one may get enough strength to say, Krishna, I don't have the power to take out this desire myself.
しかし、私はもう一人ではその雑草を取り除く力はない。クリシナに言う力はあるかもしれません。
But I know that you do.
でもクリシナならその力があるでしょう。
And therefore, I give you permission to come in my house and take it out.
だからクリシナに私の家に来てその雑草を取り除く、なんだろう、権限というかを与えると。
I'm going to leave the door unlocked.
もうドアの鍵開けとくから。
I'm too weak to actually do it myself, but I'm leaving the door unlocked so you come in while I'm not looking and take it.
自分ではその取り除く力がないから、見てない時にクリシナが私の家に入って取り除けるようにしとくと。
If Krishna notices even the slight inclination,that I want to get rid of the anarta even though I can't do it myself.
そういう自分ではできないけどそういう物質的欲求だったりとかを取り除きたい。クリシナに取り除いてほしいっていう本当ほんのわずかな気持ちさえあればクリシナはもうそれに気づいてくれる。
He can help us to do so.
そして私たちに手を差し伸べてください。
But even if we don't have that desire, even if we feel that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but I don't have the strength to do anything, and I also don't want to give up my material desires. I'm just going to keep them.
でもそういう取り除きたいという気持ちがなくて、だから例えばマントラを唱えてて、でもそういう力、雑草を取り除く力もないし、取り除きたいと もうちょっと面倒くさいから取り除きたくないって思ってても、
even then, it's possible that Krishna can give special mercy.
それでもクリシナが特別な慈悲を授けてくださるのは可能です。
Giriraj Maharaj tells a story.
Giriraj Maharaj はそういう話をしてくださる。
There was a young man who was translating Prabhupada's books into Marathi.
なんで、シラプラパーダの本をに翻訳している若い男性がいたんですけど。
And he used to visit Prabhupada regularly in Juhu.
で、定期的にジュフでシラプラパーダに会いに行って。
And the young man's father would come with him.
で、その若い男性の父親も一緒に付き添って。
And the this young man's father had a habit of smoking tobacco.
で、その父親というのはタバコを吸う習慣があって。
It's very hard to give up.
それはすごい諦めにくい。
And Prabhupada knew he had this habit.
Prabhupada そういう習慣があるっていうのを知ってて。
And the man had promised to give it up.
でその男性はまあもうやめるって約束はしてた。
And after some time, Prabhupada asked him, "Did you give it up?"
でプラバードがまあちょっとしてからまあ諦めたやめたのって聞いて。
And the man said, "I need your special mercy, Krishna's special mercy to stop this habit."
もうこの習慣をやめるにはあなたのそしてクリシナの特別な慈悲が必要だと。
And Prabhupada said, Krishna, can you give you special mercy? But it may come in the form that he'll make you so miserable from the habit that you'll be forced to give it up.
辛い思いして、ああもうこれはもうやめなくちゃいけないって思うようなそういう慈悲になるかもしれない。
So Prabhupada said, "Would you like that special mercy?"
そういう特別な慈悲は欲しいかと。
And then I said, "No, no, no. I'll do it myself."
この辛い思いしたくないから、まあ自分でやると。
Bhagavatam fifth canto says, "Satyam dishati artito artito nirnam naivartito yat artito yata swayam vita te bhajatam anichatam icha pitanam nijapada palavam." Which means that if somebody is chanting Hare Krishna and they approach Krishna with material desires.
で、まあ、バガバタムの五巻で書かれているんですけど、ハリクシナをマントラを唱えながらもクリシナにその物質的欲で近づくものは。
They keep saying, "Oh, Krishna, give me this, give me that."
そういう人たちはクリシナにまあこれちょうだい、あれちょうだいとお願いするわけです。
Krishna says, "Okay, I'll give it to you."
で、クリシナはじゃああげるよと。
But I'll give it to you in such a way that you'll never ask for it again.
でもあげるけど、もう二度とこんなもの欲しくないって思わせるように渡すと。
And instead, I'll cover your material desire and make you want my lotus feet.
そしてあなたの物質的欲求をもう覆って、そのいずれ私あのその主の御足に近づきたいと思わせるようにすると。
There's a story I heard many years ago about two policemen in India.
でまあ、何年前かに、インドの、警察官、2人の警察官の話を聞いたんですけど。
So they're walking around the neighborhood talking together.
で、まあ、近所を、まあ、2人で話しながら歩き回って。
And they're both devotees. They worship Krishna.
で、2人とも献身者でクリシナを崇拝して。
So one says, you know, Krishna is known as a thief. He steals all the time.
で、1人は、まあ、クリシナっていうのは、盗っ人、泥棒だと知られて、いつも何かを盗んでると。
And here we are trying to protect people in this neighborhood from thieves.
で、私たちは今この近所で、まあ、人々をそういう、なんだろう、泥棒から守ろうとしてる。
But we worship the biggest thief.
でも、もう一番の泥棒を崇拝してるじゃん。
Isn't this a little contradictory?
それはちょっと矛盾してるんじゃないかと。
And the other one said, "No, no, this is very lucky."
でももう一人はそんなことはない、すごいラッキーな、とても幸運なことだと。
Just as all these people in the neighborhood, they put up high walls and they put very strong locks on their doors.
でもこう近所のいろんな人たちが高い塀を作って、ドアに鍵を作ってるように。
But sometimes the thief gets in anyway.
でもそれでもまあその泥棒は入っちゃう。
He said, same way, around our heart, we put around high walls and big locks, so nobody can come in and take our material desires.
で同様に私たちも心にそういう高い塀を壁を作ってロックをかけるでその私たちが持っている物質的欲求を守るためにそういうねいろんな処置をするわけです。
But Krishna is such an expert thief that he can go over high walls or break through any locks.
でもクリシナもとてもなにスキルのある泥棒だからそういう高い壁も鍵もお構いなしに入っていっちゃう。
So the policeman said, "We're very lucky."
だから警察官はそれは私はとても幸運だと。
At the same time, Shastra says we should try ourselves.
でも同様に、その経典ではでも努力するべきだと。
My mother used to take me to get shots at the doctor.
で、そのお医者さん、お母さんは小さい頃に、その彼に、注射だったりとかを受けるように、まあ、お医者さんに連れてる。
I hated it.
もうすごい、とても嫌いだ。
And so I realized that there was two ways to get a shot.
その注射を受けるには、二つ方法があると。
You could kick and scream all the way down the hall. and you'd still get the shot anyway. Or you could act like you weren't scared and you'd just do it and walk in like, you know, hey, this doesn't bother me.
The
the way of acting not scared, that's better. So it'll take longer if we chant and we don't try to take out the desires ourselves. And if we just undo the lock and kind of leave the door open a little bit and say, Krishna, okay, you could come in any time, I'm going to close my eyes. Then the process is quicker. What to speak of somebody by the mercy of devotees gets some strength, actual strength in Krishna consciousness. And then they become personally vigilant that I'm going to, as a service to Krishna, I'm going to get rid of these anartas in my heart. This is the best kind of chanting. It's called, the Prabhupada used to call it the clearing stage of chanting. It means you're chanting and at the same time your main intention in life is to make sure that no obstacles to the chanting stay in your heart. Yeah, just a last point. The one time when I went for the shot, I was really prepared that I was going to be a man. And my mother even promised me ice cream afterwards. But when I got there, I totally blew it. I was so embarrassed afterwards that I lost it. So this may happen to us in devotional service. We may have the best intention. I'm going to take this out of my heart. I'm going to surrender to Krishna. And then at the last minute, we may blow it. But Krishna says in the Gita, Api chet sudara charo bhajate mama nandya bhak. Sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasitohisa. Shri prambhavati dharmatma shashvash chanti nagachati konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashi. He said, don't worry. If you have the right intention and you keep going, then everything will be cleared in due course of time. And we thank everyone for coming to this holy place today. Today is the divine appearance day of Sri Ramachandra. People in Japan, they're known as great warriors. At least Mukashi Aru, they used to have a great skill in and bowmanship as martial artists. So on this day, they may be waking up feeling great joy in their heart, and they won't know why. But if you woke up this morning and felt very happy, the reason is because it's the appearance day of Ramachandra. So we'll be celebrating all day long. And this is one of the ways to clear the desires from the heart. It's just join the celebration. And you'll feel happiness. And you'll feel strength to overcome any of the obstacles. So on this very special day, we make a prayer. Dear Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, just as you are the most powerful warriors, and just as you overcame all the obstacles when you were banished into the forest, please give the same level of courage in our hearts to perform devotional service. So we may become victorious in the in our practice of devotional service.
So we may become victorious in the in our practice of devotional service. So we may become victorious in
the in our practice of
devotional service. So we may
in part or in whole, please say Jai Shri Ramachandra Ki Jai.
Jai Shri Ramachandra Ki Jai.
Gopremanande Nitai Gora Haribo 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 Nitai Gora Haribo Nitai Gora Haribo 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. A special round of applause for Anjali in the translation. For Chaitanya Mangala. Vanchakalpati Brusha Kripa Sinabeva Cha Patitanam Pavanibyo Vaishnavibyo Namo Namaha.
Marman Natari Armarman Natari Armarman Natari Armarman. Hey! Natari Armarman Natari Armarman Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.